preface. During the winter of 1954-1955, there appeared in the Southern Presbyterian Journal a series of articles on the Westminster Confession. They were so well received that it was decided to republish them in book form. However, the original articles, since they were intended to be altogether popular, made no pretense of covering the whole confession in the manner of a commentary. It has been thought wise, therefore, to add a second section to each chapter so that the book might serve the purposes of study classes and discussion groups. Even so, it is still not a formal commentary. There have been times in the history of God's people, for example, in the days of Jeremiah, when refreshing grace and widespread revival were not to be expected. The time was one of chastisement. If this 20th century is of a similar nature, individual Christians here and there can find comfort and strength in a study of God's Word. But if God has decreed happier days for us, and if we may expect a world shaking and genuine spiritual awakening, then it is the author's belief that a zeal for souls, however necessary, is not the sufficient condition. Have there not been devout saints in every age, numerous enough to carry on a revival? 12 such persons are plenty. What distinguishes the arid ages from the period of the Reformation, when nations were moved as they had not been since Paul preached in Ephesus, Corinth, and Rome, is the latter's fullness of knowledge of God's Word, to echo an early Reformation thought. When the plowman and the garage attendant know the Bible as well as the theologian does, and know it better than some contemporary theologians, then the desired awakening shall have already occurred. To such an end, this book is dedicated as a minor means, GHC.